Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The post-debate breakdown, which is one of the most historical debates we've had in recent history. I mean, it is two globalist puppets, but they are battling each other over the levers of spoils, over the goody goods of looting the American people and bringing us into the New World Order. They are fighting over who can rearrange deck chairs on the proverbial Titanic. So that is coming up, and your phone calls. I'll give the number out in the next segment. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, we were getting into a plug here for gold and silver. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I know you've sold thousands of them the last few weeks. Two silver dollars for $72, you can't even buy those in the market, two of them for that, with two free films and a book. I mean, that's joke-level good, Ted. I mean, I feel so good promoting that. How long until you have to go up on that? I know you went up a few weeks ago from 63 to 72. How long, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold out on this one as long as I can, Alex. It'll probably be sometime this weekend. I'm guessing that gold will hit over $1,800 an ounce here very soon. Silver will be encroaching $40 an ounce. I'm simply not going to be able to sell two silver dollars, give away all these other goodies for $72 delivered when the shipping alone is, you know, $6.50. I mean, but it does educate the people. It's a great way to get new people started with precious metals. Like you say, it's a loss leader, but I think it's more than a loss leader. I mean, it's always been my intention to educate the people, get people informed, understand the fiat system. That's why it's so geared toward that. Your Obama deception video is great. That book by Joe Plummer, The Dishonest Money, is right on target. I mean, it's just one of those ways for me to get the information out. And so we'll be holding it until this weekend. But if you want to get involved, let me tell you something. At $40 an ounce silver, I'm not going to be able to sell two silver dollars for $72. Put in two videos and a book. It's just not possible. I would be out of business. I'd be broke, and you'd have to go find it somewhere else. So yeah, no, it's going to have to go up. I'm going to hold it through this weekend for sure. But I can tell you,
800-686-2237. Now, I mean, again, briefly, explain to people, Ted, the difference between confiscatable gold and non-confiscatable. I mean, I got the non-confiscatable U.S. Mint stuff just because I know it's so popular and it was so close to melt at the deals you have.
Well, what people don't realize is that the government plays a lot of games. I mean, you can buy a U.S. gold eagle and not have to worry about the 6045 ruling and not have to give up a Social Security number and get a 1099 form when you're selling. On a Krugerrand and a Maple Leaf, you do have to do that. Bags of junk silver, you have to give up the Social Security number. But if you buy Mercury dimes, you don't have to. It's just this crazy game that the United States government plays, trying to influence one over the other and so on and so forth. Confiscation happened in 1933. Anybody that's trying to tell you that it didn't is lying to you. Franklin D. Roosevelt closed the gold window and confiscated gold on a Monday. He got into office on a Friday.
But now we're seeing those coins being confiscated. What are the ones they're grabbing that when they find people with them? The ones from 1933 that are worth millions apiece?
There's another example of confiscation. It brings it right back to date. The 1933 coin was never issued. So somebody had some of those coins, so obviously somehow they got out of the mint. Well, the dummy who had the coins went back to the mint and said, hey, are these authentic? And then they confiscated from the guy. This happened recently. I mean, they confiscated the silver from the people that were trading the Norfed dollars.
It's incredible. 800-686-2237. The brokers there are great guys and ladies. They can answer all your questions. But tell them the Alex Jones radio special. That is the absolute secret loss leader stuff. You've got to have that. Not just radio special. Alex Jones radio is the creme de la creme, wide spectrum of the best deals. You're getting the deals I get when you ask for that, ladies and gentlemen. 800-686-2237 for the lost leaders. All right, thank you so much, Ted Anderson. We'll get more updates with you. Gold surging towards 1,800 an ounce. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. Well, all Hades is breaking loose worldwide. Turkey is now shelling Syria because Syria is attacking the al-Qaeda forces pouring in by the thousands a week, trained by NATO and the United States, and Turkey pouring in, blowing up every church, synagogue, market they can, rocket attacking government buildings. I mean, it is on. Huge escalation in war. That is coming up. Massive news on the TSA police state front. TSA worker steals $500 from traveler as punishment for complaining and admitted it to police. They said, well, they deserve to be robbed. They didn't want to be groped by me. And more TSA agents say, hey, we're all stealing, some of us up to $1 million a year. Some of them just want your medication or your cash. Others want to, well, your wife was a beauty queen. And, you know, Bob wasn't ever going to get himself a beauty queen, but he's going to get one now. So that's all coming up. Also, leading World Bank demographer, vaccination campaign is part of population reduction policy. So I'm going to get to that article coming up in the next hour ahead of former Governor of New Mexico and Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson coming. I'll get his take on the debate that he's suing to be let into in the next debates that are coming up. I got a bunch of clips here from last night's debate, and I was walking out of the office last night, and David Ortiz, one of our great reporters, said, "You going to watch the debate tonight?" And I said, "No, I don't watch the debates. I'll read a transcript tomorrow night. I'll probably watch Gilligan's Island with my children if I do watch any TV. That's what we watch is like Gunsmoke or Gilligan's Island, and we do let them watch TV every once in a while after dinner. But I just said, you know, for some reason I want to watch this. Transcripts, you know, are great, and I watch highlights sometimes and play them here, obviously. I have the crew watching it, so I don't have to. It's like, but the reason I read is I can get it done a lot faster than watching it. And all the propaganda, it's so disgusting, you know, all the canned responses, all of it. But here's my bottom line. Within a minute or two of the debate beginning, you can go to twitter.com/realalexjones and notice I said, Obama looks impotent, flat. He's in trouble. I mean, he looked like he was on a couple of Valiums. And the bottom line was he did not like having someone question him, because after 4 years, or almost 4 years, as El Presidente, he's used to everybody stepping and fetching and running around behind him. And the fact that Romney was glaring at him and smiling at him on purpose, I mean, even if you're a confident person, having somebody stare right at you, and Romney's got quite a presence. That old good boy, sweetie pie act is a total cover. That's a corporate snake right there. You turn your back on him, he'll stick it in. Like my wife called him, he's a charming vampire, Count Dracula. My parents, you know, have the same take on Romney. My kids have the same take. My kids thought that you know, Obama was creepy. They thought Romney was sneaky. But, I mean, that's basically what was happening. Obama was dominated. And Obama basically does not want to be questioned. And Obama cannot stand being questioned because he's a narcissist and an egomaniac. And I was tweeting within minutes, hey, he's losing. This is going to be big. This is going to be a game changer. And people are like, oh, now you're taking partisan sides. No. I mean, if I see a Mack truck run into a Volkswagen and I say, man, that Mack truck crushed that Volkswagen, the Mack truck was barely dented, it's not that I'm for the Mack truck. I'm just reporting on what happened. I'm just reporting on the facts. Now, the Vegas books, I've got some articles on that. The habitual gamblers who have a compulsion to bet all the time, 24/7, on event outcomes have already spoken via their favorite venture in trade. An initial reaction is unfavorable. And it's not favorable for the incumbent. That's what Zero Hedge reports. And the bookies are saying that that debate did not bode well for El Presidente Obama. So that's what's going on that front right now. This was a total implosion for Obama, and I don't think he can handle it. I don't think he can handle Romney getting in his face like that and laughing at him. You know, I've noticed the TSA and others, whenever they get our videos banned on YouTube or whenever they come after us and other government groups, it's when we make fun of them. When we talk about how they're criminals, they're dangerous, they're evil, they're sinister, they love it. When you laugh at them, and when Romney said, hey, you know, my sons like to repeat things that aren't true over and over again when they were kids, but it doesn't change the facts. Obama got really mad. Lear, who looked like he has Parkinson's, nothing against Parkinson's patients, but was doddering, must be drinking too much Diet Coke or something. You know, it's been linked to that aspartame poisoning. He was doddering up there, and I was timing it partway into it. Obama was just dominating and taking 2-3 minutes more than he was supposed to get, interrupting, you name it. So even though Lair NewsHour, funded by the government, Romney said he'd get rid of government funding for that, even though there was an obvious bias there, it did not work. And that's why I read at the start of the show, scores of L.A. Times, Washington Post, New York Times, Al Gore, Chris Matthews, all saying it was a devastating rout for Obama. and he better get back in there and attack. Well, Romney needs to do that too. But again, they're so close to each other. You notice Lehrer kept saying, now what makes you two different? Because this is the establishment wants there to look like there's a difference, so you feel like you've actually got a choice here. But just looking at the propaganda spectacle itself, analyzing that, it was a rout par excellence from 3 minutes in. Obama was absolutely, totally folding. Now, let me again read over some of these headlines so that you can get the gist of this. Palin warns Obama camp will not go down without swinging. We'll pull something. Yeah, false flag. Some kind of staged event. That's in the cards. I mean, it's going to happen, but you got to look at it. Tough reviews for Jim Lehrer as debate moderator. AP. Well, yeah, I mean, he could hardly talk. It continues here. With all of these different headlines dealing with the fact that everybody said that he basically imploded. I've got my stack all screwed up here from the beginning of the broadcast. Thought I'd put these back in order. Here are just some of those headlines that we're going to go over here. Now I just can't find them. The point is that I read those. Found them here. It says, video potential worry for Obama campaign. California's watch think Romney won clash with Obama in first debate. That's a group of polls. That's Washington Post, Rasmussen, Gallup, and others. The Hill, Romney lands punches against subdued Obama in first debate. Carville, Mitt Romney came with a chainsaw. Chris Matthews freaks out at Obama. What was he doing? Romney goes on offense, forcing Obama to defend record. Washington Post. Michael Moore to Obama. This is what happens when you pick John Kerry as your debate coach. Philly student told to lose Romney t-shirt in school or get out. Told Romney is KKK. The authoritarianism of these people. First presidential debate. Obama hit with left hook on TV. Politico. Obama camp promises tough response to Romney in next debate. The Hill. It just goes on and on and on. Romney was able to out Obama. Obama. That's Van Jones. New York Times and Cool Hand Barry goes on to say he lost the debate. Just on and on and on. CNN. Most watchers say Romney debate winner. Incumbent debate curse. Barack Obama falls to Mitt Romney. National Journal. So it goes on and on. I mean, I just, there's so many of these, I can't read them all. So even the Democratic Party operatives have to admit he got destroyed because no one buys their bull anymore. I kind of don't like this, that CNN and MSNBC now know they have one-tenth of the audience they had just 5 years ago. They're a joke. Big radio shows in major cities have bigger audiences. It's total illusion. But radio and local news still watches CNN and MSNBC to get the talking points because they think that's the big show. They think that's the big, you know, arbiters of reality. We still cover them. We still respond to them. I mean, they're legends in their own mind. I only cover them to show that they've even realized they can't sit up there and say that Obama won that debate or it was a tie or both got some good shots in. They can't do that because it's game over unless you come into martial law and try to put us in re-education camps, which Obama's told the Army prepare for 3 months ago. Why don't Republicans use the public Army manual under Obama, saying prepare Americans for re-education camps? Because then you have to admit the FEMA camps. You have to admit the military-industrial complex. You have to admit the tyranny. You have to admit the NSA spying. You have to admit the NSA criminality. You have to admit the TSA activities. You have to admit I've been right and others have been right. So barring staged terror attacks and martial law takeover, it's not going to work when they put Obama in either. It's not going to work. You can put Obama back in. You can put Romney back in. It's not going to matter. We're going to wake up to Romney. People are going to figure that out, too, as well, that it's the agenda. It's over. You guys can rearrange stuff, pull tricks, pull rabbits out of hats, and it works, but for shorter and shorter periods now. Look at Obama. They billed him as the second coming of Christ. They actually said in the news he was Jesus. Remember that? Now look at him. Okay? It isn't working anymore. People are getting wise despite all the fluoride.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I want to hear from you on the debates last night. If you'd like to call in about the widening wars in the Middle East, using Al-Qaeda as a proxy, and now Turkey, big NATO ally, shelling Syria. But it's not a war, because Obama, he's got a peace prize. The toll-free number to join us here on air today on this Thursday edition is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. The website's rinfowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, or streaming video of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I got a bunch of these clips. Let's start going through them. This is where Romney tells Obama to grab Bowles Simpson, then says why he does not want to raise taxes to not kill jobs. And this is really important because I was tweeting within 5 minutes into the debate, point out that when you raise taxes too high, it actually lowers revenue. This is well known. But again, Romney basically went there, which is the truth, because there's this idea that raise taxes give more goodies to people. No, raise taxes to shut down your competition, because the Fortune 100 is basically exempt from taxes. They want high taxes to shut down their competition, just like they use China to leverage out all their competition. Okay, this is a rigged system. Here it is.
I mean, do you support Simpson Bowles?
I have my own plan. It's not the same as Simpson Bowles. But in my view, the president should have grabbed it. If he wanted to make some adjustments to it, take it, go to Congress, fight for it.
That's what we've done. Made some adjustments to it, and we're putting it forward before Congress right now. $4 trillion plan.
But you've been president 4 years. You've been president 4 years. Right. You said you cut the deficit in half. It's now 4 years later. We still have trillion-dollar deficits. The CBO says we'll have a $1 trillion deficit each of the next 4 years. If you're reelected, we'll get to a $1 trillion debt. I mean, you have said before you'd cut the deficit in half. And this four, I love this idea of $4 trillion in cuts. You found $4 trillion of ways to reduce or to get closer to a balanced budget, except we still show $1 trillion deficits every year. That doesn't get the job done. Let me come back and say, why is it that I don't want to raise taxes? Why don't I want to raise taxes on people? And actually, you said it back in 2010. You said, look, I'm going to extend the tax policies that we have. Now, I'm not going to raise taxes on anyone, because when the economy is growing slow like this, when we're in recession, you shouldn't raise taxes on anyone. Well, the economy is still growing slow. As a matter of fact, it's growing much more slowly now than when you made that statement. And so if you believe the same thing, you just don't want to raise taxes on people. And the reality is, it's not just wealthy people. You mentioned Donald Trump. It's not just Donald Trump you're taxing.
All right. Now, let's go to this next clip here. This is where Romney defends giving tax breaks to oil companies if they drill domestically. They make it really hard. And attacks Obama for giving $90 billion to green energy. Now, I don't like the fact that Romney says, I like green energy. Really, you like giving $500 million to one company that builds nothing, another $500 million to another, $90 billion total? I mean, these were pure Chicago mafia wealth transfers. I mean, Obama is just such a snake, folks. He writes the NDAA, his lawyers do. Then he says he's against it, while secretly the letters got brought out saying pass it. He says, don't worry, I won't sign it, so opposition couldn't kill it. Then he signs it. Now, remember, the globalists, they want you to think one of these guys is actually running things. It's the lawyers and the handlers. It's just the fact is, Obama puppet can't handle Romney puppet. Let's go ahead and go to this clip dealing with the green energy scams.
See, so let's go through them one by one. First of all, the Department of Energy has said the tax break for oil companies is $2.8 billion a year. And it's actually an accounting treatment, as you know, that's been in place for 100 years.
Now, it's time to end it.
And in 1 year, you provided $90 billion in breaks to the green energy world. Now, I like green energy as well, but that's about 50 years worth of what oil and gas receives, and you say Exxon and Mobil. Actually, this $2.8 billion goes largely to small companies, to drilling operators and so forth. But, you know, if we get that tax rate from 35% down to 25%, well, that $2.8 billion is on the table. Of course it's on the table. That's probably not going to survive if you get that rate down to 25%. But don't forget, you put $90 billion, like 50 years worth of breaks, into solar and wind. To Solyndra and Fisker and Tesla,
yeah.
And one. I mean, I had a friend who said, you don't just pick the winners and losers, you pick the losers. All right? So this is not the kind of policy you want to have. You want to get America energy secure.
Sure.
Second topic.
All right, let's continue here. We're going to go to break, come back and play a few more clips, then go to your calls at 800-259-9231. We have loaded phones, but as somebody hangs up, it's your chance to call in. We don't screen calls unless we have a particular guest on a topic. But I do hope to bring up the debate, you know, not Reptoids or something. Now, again, this is soft soaping. Romney's calling these tax breaks. There's even more on top of that $90 billion in just free stinking money. Free money. Your tax money to these scumbag globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So guys, everywhere you look, there is a new testosterone product. Because boosting free testosterone will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost. With ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Okay, we're going to go here in a moment to Romney mocking Obama's comment on moving jobs overseas, getting businesses a tax break. We're going to do that here in just a moment. But first off here, I want to point out that we are selling the 50,000 copies of InfoWars magazine that we have available for sale very, very quickly. We're going to hold back at least 10,000 for people that are subscribing. And so if you want to get your copies in bulk at cost, they are available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And you are truly supporting the very front lines in the fight for free speech and liberty. The latest issue exposes the technocracy, the drones, the hunter-killer robots, the plan to take over humanity. I'm going to be breaking down some big breaking news on that front at the start of the next hour. Handmade humans may hold the key to saving the world. They say for the environment, they're going to genetically engineer you. I'm not joking, and it's actually started at San Antonio schools. Wait till you hear this. It's just over the top. It's what forced inoculations are all about. You're already being engineered, folks. So, again, InfoWars magazine, you can buy 10 packs up to 100 packs at cost. You talk about something effective to give friends and family. you give them one of these bad boys, that you can get these as low as about $1.50 a piece, 48 pages full of documents, full of amazing graphics, you know, articles like Flu Shot Gives You the Flu, breaking down how it's killing people, just amazing information within this. QE3 is broken down. I like this right here. It says, the message from both parties is that Americans are disposable. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I mean, this is so important to get out to everybody. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, when you're on InfoWarsStore.com, do not forget that we have the high-quality ProPure water filtration at the lowest prices you'll find anywhere. I challenge you to shop and compare. And on top of that, you enter the promo code WATER, all the water filtration systems, from the LifeStraw right through to the ProPure, 10% off on the system that my family uses. We've got side-by-side comparisons with the competition. It just blows them away. They've got portable units for in the field or at your restaurant or in your house. Big units, little units, stainless steel. The spigots are stainless steel and the competitors aren't. It's just I found this to be the best, so that's why I promote it and sell it. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 to get those. And also don't forget to spread the word about our local AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about the local station you're listening to. Have you told somebody about the show and the station today? If our 3 million listeners today just tell a few people a week about the show, it's game over, folks. I mean, liberty is rising. Okay, so I've been playing clips from the debate where Obama basically folded like a lawn chair. But again, it's kind of sad that Romney doesn't mean all the stuff he's saying. Because when he actually voted for stuff, it was for abortion, it was for gun control, it was for open borders, it was for carbon taxes, it was for global warming, Al Gore love, it's for police state. But the guy I heard last night I liked, except for this point, where he's implied, because Obama has helped more than anybody pay to move General Motors to China, paid to shut down our power plants, but then China can have three new ones a week, coal power plants, paid with incentives. And so when you're informed, it's otherworldly to see Obama up there, because he'd earlier talked about you want to outsource jobs, you want to have tax incentives to leave the country. And, you know, Romney's talking about lower taxes on small business. That's good, but it's a tax as a tariff, basically, to have China with slave labor. And no environmental standards, no welfare, no workers' comp. As more and more of that is demanded here, the quality of life goes down, the services go down, and the jobs leave. So the new jobs are security guards and things like that. That's the news. We were going to have this great service economy. We don't even have that now. We have a police state minder economy. I drove by the ACL Fest where they're setting it up. I think that's the big music festival they're setting up down by Zilker Park, right? I drove by because I had Martin Springs closed this morning, so I went swimming in the river. Those yuppies freak out when I'm swimming around in there. So awesome. It's like the rainforest or something. I had hundreds of carp around me and huge catfish and snapping turtles. Wild kingdom, much better than the Caribbean. Anyways, I'm down there, and it was cops everywhere and park closed, a giant park for security sweeps, and there were weird security guards standing around disheveled everywhere. Everything's a big security event. You know, they had the army out at the kite festival a few months ago. Just the terrorists are everywhere. That's the new economy. So here is Romney mocks Obama's comment on moving jobs overseas, giving businesses a tax break. So here's that clip.
Which is, you said you get a deduction for taking a plant overseas? Look, I've been in business for 25 years. I have no idea what you're talking about. I maybe need to get a new accountant. But the idea that you get a break for shipping jobs overseas is simply not the case. What we do have right now is a setting where I'd like to bring money from overseas back to this country.
That's just pure bull. By the way, Romney went in with hedge funds and took over businesses and chopped them up and sold them off and stole pension funds. I mean, all he can talk about Staples, it was already established. I mean, Romney's a bad guy, folks. Supported banker bailouts, you name it. So all I'm saying is that's a load of bull. Let's go ahead and go to Obama snaps at Jim Lehrer. This went on quite a bit, and then he went on like 4 minutes after this. I mean, Obama was hogging the time, and it did not come off as presidential because he had to leave his teleprompter at home while the corporate shark was there fighting over the slop the government trough that he wants to snuggle his little Goldman Sachs nose down into. But see, Goldman Sachs wins either way. They're bankrolling both guys. The administrations are full of the same people. Let's go to this clip.
Now, the last point I'd make before...
Two minutes is up, sir.
No, I think I had 5 seconds before you interrupted me, was... the irony is that we've...
And then it goes on with the counter by Lair later, who was actually able to summon up some mental acumen when he says, well, that's 5 minutes for your 5 seconds. But it was definitely Lair was leaning the entire time towards Obama. That was pretty obvious. Now, here's a clip where Romney, I'll let the clip speak for itself. Here it is.
Look, I got five boys. I'm used to people saying something that's not always true, but just keep on repeating it and ultimately hoping I'll believe it. But that is not the case, all right? I will not reduce the taxes paid by high-income Americans. And number three, I will not, under any circumstances, raise taxes on middle-income families. I will lower taxes on middle-income families. Now, you cite a study. There's six other studies that looked at the study you described and say it's completely wrong. I saw a study that came out today that said you're going to raise taxes by $3,000 to $4,000 on middle-income families. There are all these studies out there. But let's get to the bottom line. That is, I want to bring down rates. I want to bring the rates down, at the same time lower deductions and exemptions and credits and so forth, so we keep getting the revenue we need. And you think, well, then why lower the rates? And the reason is because small business pays that individual rate. 54% of America's workers work in businesses that are taxed not at the corporate tax rate, but at the individual tax rate. And if we lower that rate, they will be able to hire more people. For me, this is about jobs. Right. This is about
That's
getting jobs
started.
For the American people.
Yeah. Do you challenge what the governor just said about his?
Okay, so here's the bottom line. Romney won the debate. Unfortunately, you can't believe anything he says. And both guys are bought and paid for by the same interest. It's just same puppet master running both puppets. And, the right hand of the puppet master is a little bit better than the left hand. And it was beating up the left hand, over there. Obama, pun intended, he's left-handed. So all of that is going on. But here's the deal. Romney at least has to give lip service and say he's anti-abortion. And Romney has to defend small business in the free market, where Obama openly attacks it and says you didn't build that. And if Romney really wanted to win, he'd come out and say, you didn't build America, Mr. President, and small business people and entrepreneurs and inventors and trailblazers, they did. Because, look, government doesn't work at a large level. And sometimes you can have a well-meaning government that can do some good things up front. It always gets infiltrated and taken over and becomes corrupt. 99.9% of the time, literally, government creates a nightmare. Everybody knows that historically. And you sit there and you see Obama and all these socialists. I mean, look, I know Democratic Party supporters. I see them all the time. They are the most neurotic, control freak, chicken-necked, scared people. They're scared of citizens having guns. They love the nanny state. They hate strong men. They don't like the family. I mean, I've been around them. Are there people that could be on the left that, believe in organic food and, not being racist and who are nice folks? Yeah, there are those people. But historically, the people on the left work for the government. They work for the system. And for them, the bigger the system gets, the better their life. They are members of a gang. And you got a bunch of corporate gangsters that now run the government. And they love the useful idiots down there that get a tiny amount of chicken feed. They love making them dependent. They love not having competition. They love government being able to shut down their competition. And that is the secret and the heart and the core to all of this. So I like the fact that Romney got animated. I like the fact that, look, when you've got an American president running down business owners and saying you didn't build jack squat, you got a problem on your hands. Businesses are hard to run. Especially a news organization that its main mission is news, not business. But I get distracted by the business end, having to fund things and having to wear that businessman cap. Government, government's a joke. You've been around it. You've worked with government. You've had to go get stuff from the government. You've had to go get permits and things. They're a bunch of neurotic weirdos, usually, who are entitled and now call themselves officials and authorities and want to let us know we're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda that they run. All right, I'm going to take calls for the rest of this hour in about 15 minutes of the next, and I'm getting into sci-fi news. It'll blow you away, and then Gary Johnson's joining us. But right now, let's go to your calls. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Zach in Tennessee, listening on the free phone app. What is it, iPhone? We got iPhone, Droid, you name it. Zach, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, buddy, this is perfect since Gary Johnson's joined us. But called back in May, and you told me to call into talk show radios. And I've been doing that recently, just a ton, man. I got one earlier this morning, and every time it's a neocon response. But long story short, I went to Bilderberg with you guys. Crazy thing, that was 5 or 6 months ago. And I was in the Washington Times, the Ben Wolfgang article. Do you remember that one?
I do remember seeing that. I remember talking to Wolfgang over the phone. I don't think I met him in person. But do you have a comment? It was nice to meet you. Do you have a comment on the debate or anything?
Yeah, man. I was just going to say, how can we expose these neocon conservative talk show puppets for who they really are, besides just exposing them on their own shows, maybe making a YouTube video that goes viral? Or
yeah, I mean, do stuff like that. But I'd call into these neocon shows, so they do have big audiences compared to their so-called competition, MSNBC. And you call in, you're like, yeah, Romney absolutely destroyed him. But it was crazy to watch Romney argue against his own record. So do you think if Romney gets in, he'll actually be pro-gun and anti-abortion and against carbon taxes because he supported all that? And because, you know, it's important to expose and push these neocons and these fake right-wing talk show hosts more into reality. Because then that won't let the Democrats get as far afield towards tyranny as well. The further the right moves towards the left, which, again, that's using a fake paradigm, but that's how they see it, the more they can get their globalist agenda done. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Martins in Lithuania. I guess he's got back in today. We had first-time callers yesterday. What's your take on the debate?
I want to ask about the economy.
Yeah, unfortunately, sir, I can't understand you. I apologize. If you send us written emails, maybe we can start reading some emails on the air. That'd be a good thing to do, read questions on the air. Rick in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Wow, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Hey, real quick, I found you guys 5-6 years ago on a $5 bill, and I still have that, and it was awesome. That was a great way to
do it. Yeah, it's a very effective way. People write Infowars.com on Federal Reserve notes, yes.
I didn't want to watch the debate last night. I turned it on, and in the first minute, I was like, he's screaming like a little mouse. And it was comical. I could not believe it. We know the bankers are betting on both horses, but it was enjoyable to watch him squirm like the little mouse he is. And
the deal was made to put Obama in 4 years ago. John McCain is a Democratic Party operative placeholder. I mean, that's a fact, like Bob Dole. Now he's actually up there on the stage with a corporate globalist piranha that wants his mafia don job. Obama's actually dealing with a contender now. People say, is it totally rigged that they're behind closed doors together? No, not really. I mean, they're two gangsters that want the head job.
I had a quick question for you. Do you think that the fact that Obama wants to draw down our military, is that so that at some point we have to rely on the UN and NATO?
Yes, but I mean, look at that name, draw down, build down. It's like calling the Patriot Act patriotic. They just mislabel everything. Whether you're for a big military or not, calling it a drawdown or a build down is an oxymoron. It's not building something down, it's tearing it down. Yes, here's the deal. Over time, they already call our troops when they die in the newspaper NATO troops. NATO is now in Afghanistan, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That's not Atlantic anything. They said 30 years ago they'd make it the New World Army. So, yes, down the road, they do intend on getting rid of the United States nukes. That's being announced. They do intend on getting rid of everything, and the UN will have it, and no one else will have weapons, and the UN is to be backed by the Chinese. The UN, the top globalist, China will be the new center of the world down the road. That's the plan.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Thank you. I'm just trying to survive here like you, brother. Yeah, no, I mean, the CFR admits this. This is their plan. They call this the Chinese century, not for the Chinese people. They're going to be fed in a meat grinder. Jeff in Canada, what was your take on the debate?
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you so much for taking the call. I think your take on Mitt Romney is absolutely brilliant. Count Dracula? For sure, he looks like Count Dracula, 100%. Your friend David Gergen on CNN last night, of course, you and he met some years ago. I'm sure your listening audience knows you and David Gergen are have met before. He actually was down on Obama, surprisingly, last night. Usually he's pretty up on Obama.
Everybody was, because he's supposed to win, and he got absolutely, he looked like a spoiled brat throwing a tender tantrum up there.
You know, the line where he used, he said, you may be entitled to your own home and your own jet or your own plane, but you're not entitled to your own facts. These kind of zingers that Romney was throwing out all night long just continued to stun Obama. He looked like he was in a ring. And
stay there. I want to hear more points. This is the kind of call I want, where you lay out what you thought was important. Yeah, well, no, it's that prosecutorial thing where you throw facts out at somebody. Bam, 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 bam. That's what we do. It's very effective. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay there, caller. I'm going to go back to Jeff and then Tish and Alex and Robin and Sharon.
Another drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You look like an angel. You know, we're living in a science fiction movie. All over the United States, they have Department of Defense AI computers watching the children, including what they eat. And in the future, you're going to be fined if you don't eat all the food. I mean, everything's going to be a total prison. And everywhere you go now, there's regular Army, regular Marines with loaded firearms on the street, including Austin. But here's News 10 out of Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia police prepare for post-game crowd. And right at the end it says Fort Jackson Military Police will help with crowd control. Last time I was down at San Antonio Riverwalk, they had Air Force MPs arresting people, citizens. It's totally illegal. They have Marines running DUI checkpoints in the middle of Kansas now, Alabama, California. They're getting everybody ready for total collapse. It's total treason. The military is prepared to go around. They've got a list of people to arrest. That's now been declassified. And take you to a FEMA camp. And a lot of yuppies, they don't even know. They'll think, oh, that's good. My neighbor was taken. I salute you. Take my neighbor. Because people are so cowardly. We've got to reach out to the military right now. And they're going to stage terror attacks whenever they go for this and blame it on domestic groups. And at that point, the military's got to know the patriots didn't blow up your building. Okay. The globalists did. The same ones that have killed tens of thousands of U.S. troops in declassified experiments. Them, the admitted criminals. We're going to be getting to that in the next hour. Back to your calls. Jeff, finishing your points on the debate, what else were you noticing there with Obama? I mean, he just looked angry that he was being asked any questions. He looked like a spoiled brat, an arrogant president, a guy on a power trip. He looked like Kim Jong-il being asked questions. You don't ask the Supreme Leader questions.
Well, I agree. And as a black man calling from Canada, I found it almost like watching, to use the old quote-unquote racist standard, watching the white man school the black man. And I think that kind of imagery, that kind of cosmetic optics in the United States will prompt anyone that had any reservations about Obama to look at Romney a little bit more closely. And again, I know, I understand this is all theatrics. I understand.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you at one level that in anything now, white guys are always the bad guy. So it's bad if a white guy does good. I understand that's the hyper psychology that they use to get everybody at their throats and the political correctness. But I guess I wasn't watching it as a white guy, black guy. But I did think about, and today they're saying it's racist in the news to criticize, I saw several articles, Obama. So I mean, it does come down to that point. I guess when Bill Clinton intimidated George Herbert Walker Bush, that was racist against white people. Because, I mean, Bill Clinton is the first black president, they said. All this identity politics makes me sick. There will certainly, some whites, maybe Christians that don't like Mormons, maybe Baptists, they'll probably vote for Romney now because they think, well, he showed that black guy. and then you'll probably have some minorities who were going to vote for Romney who probably will think, well, that's not allowed. He must be racist because he was beating Obama. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, thank you. The right at the beginning of the debate when Romney, you can replay this for your audience in a couple of seconds, but then I hope the next debate you will do it on air, that you will carry this on Prison Planet TV, which is where I'm watching you right now. Great quality, by the way. I hope that you'll carry the debate live and allow your audience to chime in live. Like, I was watching this on C-SPAN last night, but no matter where I tried to watch this debate, whether it be on C-SPAN or the mainstream media, libertarians and free-thinking individuals are not permitted. If you try to
No, you're right. Again, it's about reaffirming the Democratic Party, Republican Party, two-headed monster. And you're right. Next time, we'll do a special live Prison Planet stream, and we'll put up the White House feed of it, like Mystery Science Theater, with me and the crew, and we'll throw popcorn at the screen and stuff and do live comments. Absolute genius.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.